Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And over the last couple of weeks, wherever we've gone, we've spoken to a bunch of people, mostly under 30, 35 thereabouts, and generally always with tattoos, and not really just one or two on the arm that might have been the case a few years ago. It seems to be more sleevey and bigger and up the neck and down the back and in the ear, and that includes all that sort of extraordinary ear-piercing thing that's going on, and noses and everything else in between. So we thought, let's see what happens when you decide, I've had enough of that tattoo, I want to get rid of it, or I felt I've made a mistake, or I totally regret getting that thing that I thought was some Maori sign, but actually turns out to be an insult in Thai or whatever the hell it is. So Danielle Robinson works in Dublin Inc. And you've seen it all, I presume.
I have seen it all.
The good, the bad, and
the ugly.
In the ugly. Yeah. Well, first of all, you're welcome to the program. And as you walked in, I said, can I ask you about the few tattoos I could see? Because
sure.
On your, what is just kind of above your knee, you've got some pretty spectacular tattoos.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us the way you've got Clockwork Orange, which I love, of course.
I do.
That's Malcolm McDowell. Is it Malcolm McDowell?
It is, from the
movie.
Yeah.
The Kubrick film. What else have you got there?
I've got a Nietzsche quote that just runs across my leg. I've got a large piece that was done by a friend of mine, Daniel Flower. He works now in Australia. It's a small kind of old school version of myself, which is very vain. But sitting on a stack of books reading, it's just, I like to read. And then I've got a perfume bottle with a skull on the inside and some bats flying out of it and that kind of stuff, done by an artist in Dublin named Kevin also.
Yeah, and then on the shoulder?
This is a piece also that I got done by an artist in Dublin Inc.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of looks oriental almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like a watercolour type splashed in the back.
Yeah.
With a chemical compound kind of thrown into the middle.
So what age were you when you got your first one?
I was 18.
And why did you decide tattoos were something that would appeal to you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just always really liked them. I used to collect the tattoo magazines ever since I was 13 or 14.
Okay, so, well then, it was written in the stars then.
Yes, yeah. I love art as well. I used to draw quite a lot when I was younger, so it was always something, the more alternative side to fine art almost, you know.
Yeah, I understand. So, mm-hmm. When you think of, when I think of growing up, very few people had a tattoo in their 20s and 30s. When I was growing up in the 90s, I can't really remember so far ago now. But now it's nearly the done thing, certainly in the slightly alternative. It's not just the alternatives.
Oh, not anymore, no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what is it, is it 7 out of 10 people have a tattoo now? And
that,
they think
that
that's just going to get higher.
In that generation.
Yeah. But I mean, that statistic is going to get higher now as well. Like, you know, 1 in every 2 people are going to have a tattoo very, very soon.
Okay. And that's internationally. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
So what happens then? You think, okay, I'm 19, I'm in Thailand, I'm, you know, spending a year out, or I'm traveling for X amount of months, I'm going to get that, whatever that tattoo is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the really obvious one now, the beach, the Alex Garland job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd think, now I'm 35 and it's in a very public place and mm-hmm. I don't want to go swimming, or I've got kids and I just don't want it anymore because mm-hmm. I get older and therefore I get more conservative and therefore I want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be done?
Yes, but you have to keep in mind it's a very long process. It's not as simple as people might think it is. We do get an awful lot of clients come into the studio expecting to be able to just cover up their tattoo with a new tattoo. Tattoos don't work like paintings. You can't just layer them over. They will bleed through the old tattoo. It's just going to mean that inevitably you're going to end up with a bigger, darker tattoo that you're going to be quite unhappy with. We do recommend always having some laser treatment on it first to bring down the colours so that we can put something a little bit lighter and kind of friendlier looking over it, you know.
Yeah. But what about if you want to remove it altogether rather than just superimpose
just
something new? Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it would be laser tattoo removal. That, I mean, there's our laser technician in Dublin Inc. has been through 2 years of laser removal to remove something on the back of his leg that he's not happy with.
2 years.
Yeah.
It's cost a few quid then, would it?
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does.
Do you know what sort of ballpark?
I mean, so say if it's something small, it's €40 a session. Depending, that's maybe 6 or 8 sessions, sometimes more, depending if there's colour, if there's not colour, how dark it is, how old it is.
Okay, so you need to be saving up
now
if you want to start getting rid of it.
You pay the price for your mistakes.
Or if it is a mistake. Can you tell kind of what... what generation someone comes from by the type of tattoos. I mean, do they go in and out of fashion, like music and sound and movies?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain tattoos that just don't hold the test of time. So we're talking maybe about tribal tattoos would be something that would be quite 90s, but is really still quite popular, actually. Yeah.
These are the kind of Celtic...
It has bled through.
Yeah, like the old tattoos do.
Yes, yeah.
Is it Celtic stuff and Maori
Celtic
stuff? And
they're all still quite popular as well. The Celtic stuff, we get a lot of tourists, you know, obviously looking for the Celtic tattoos. So the Trinity knots, the Celtic crosses.
Right, that's like, we're going to go to Ireland and get the Trinity knot.
Exactly, because okay. My sister of a sister of a cousin of a sister was from Waterford or something.
And therefore?
Like yes.
Okay, yeah. But you would have had the barbed wire around the arm. I mean, that was a shocker for a while there.
Yeah, I mean, that still surprises me when it comes in that there's...
Somebody would want one.
Yeah.
Is that like asking for a pair of faded denim jeans?
Exactly.
In Dunn's?
Yeah, high-rise faded jeans. Yeah.
Although they're probably back. You see, things are so cyclical.
That's the thing, isn't it?
It could become ironic then, you see.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Kind of the uncool is the new cool type thing.
Hipsters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Haven't they made a two-year...
They've got a serious
comeback. They've knocked 2 years out of that, haven't they?
A serious comeback.
Yeah.
They're pushing it.
They are pushing it. They're coming a little bit.
Yeah.
How are you on the beards these days?
I'm not a fan.
Not buying it.
I'm not a fan.
Do you see the initial attempt at individuality has become
Become the way to do things now.
Precisely. And the individual
they've
no longer
defeated their purpose.
Thank you. It lived and died like a fly in a day.
It did.
But that's not why we're here.
No, it's
we're
not.
Back to this. Say I came into you with this tribal tattoo that I had and I want to get rid of it. How long is it going to take me to get rid of it?
Ooh, okay. Well, the tricky thing about tribal tattoos is we're talking about something very large and very black on your arm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're practically impossible to cover up. Well, decently anyway.
Yeah.
It does take a very, very long process. So you'd start your laser tattoo removal. Usually we'd try and do it in sections if it's quite a large tattoo, because laser removal can be quite painful also.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's quite quick. It's much quicker than getting the tattoo done. But it kind of has the sensation of an elastic band snapping at your arm, which gets quite unpleasant when it's been done in the same spot repetitively, as you can imagine.
Yeah, like something like a mean sibling might do to you when you're little.
Yeah, like a Chinese burn
arm over and over.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the sore bit done. When you see people coming in then, you know, you're a piercer also by trade, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's still fashionable, I presume. I mean, are people still going for... What about when I sometimes go in to see the ear, the lobe?
The stretched lobes, yeah, absolutely. I had them myself at one stage, but I've minimised them now.
Do they just grow... Do they heal that way or do they... How do
no,
they...
it's not as easy. It's not as easy as it just going back to the same size.
Because they are spectacularly big.
They can be, yeah. They can be, yeah. I mean, there's different stages to it. You go as big as you want to, type thing.
Okay, and is that expensive to get that done as well?
Not necessarily. A lot of people can do it themselves at home, which, as a piercer, I don't recommend.
I would imagine.
Yeah, but no, it's not so expensive to get done. Because obviously it has to be done in kind of periods of 6 weeks to 8 weeks to go up another size and that type of thing. So.
Okay. Is there a theme at the moment as for what's popular for tattoos?
For tattoos at the moment, we have feathers, bird silhouettes, the little black filled in bird silhouettes, infinity symbols.
Do you groan when you're asked for those? Do you kind of go, oh, that's nice, cliche?
You know, we get it, like, they would usually be what kind of young women that are getting the first or second tattoo.
Okay.
So you give them it, you know.
You think, fair enough.
Yeah,
it's like buying your first car. It's like,
exactly,
there's a micro.
You go for a micro, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they're the micro of tattoos.
They are.
What would you consider to be a more brave tattoo then? Something more souped up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got these amazing pieces being done at the moment in the studio, kind of sleeves and back pieces, and they are spectacular. You can literally translate a painting, you know, a Monet painting onto skin now with the inks and the artists that we have. It's pretty spectacular.
Which one of yours are you most proud of?
I really do love this one here on my shoulder that was done by Fekka in the studio. I love the watercolor effect, which is, you know, I'm
back to the painting thing.
Yeah. And they're quite popular now as well. So that might be the barbed wire of the generation in 10 years, but I'll live with that.
We'll talk to you in 10 years about it. Do you have your hand studded, is that it?
I do.
Just above your wrist, I should say.
Yes, they're called microdermals.
And they are little diamond, almost like earrings, but studs, but in your wrist.
Yeah, it's a small implant that goes on inside. It sounds really gruesome, but it's not as bad as
it. And how do you
it?
Get it out of your wrist if you want to?
You just go back to your piercer. It's kind of a small little procedure to take them out. It takes less time to take them out, put them in.
So you're a walking work of art, really.
I wouldn't say that.
I would have. I'd argue differently to that. Now, you're going to offer us a consultation. And the first free laser session with Dublin Ink. Is that what you're offering this morning?
I'm actually, what I was thinking was laser removal sounds awful boring. So that's the painful part. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to give an €80 tattoo voucher away for Dublin Ink.
Yeah.
So that once the painful part is over, we can start getting excited about getting the tattoo.
Okay. So what we want to do is find the picture of the most awful tattoo, the one you regret the most. Send it to us. So we'll put them on our Facebook page and then we'll try and pick a winner. Or maybe we'll get you to pick the winner, Daniel.
Sure.
So send them in to us, tubs@rte.ie for the one you regret, because there'll be some great. Get your camera phones out there.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I think it'll be a horror show that you'll appreciate more than most. Danielle, it's been very good to see you today. Thanks for coming in to see us.
You are very welcome.
Danielle Robinson of Dublin Ink, and good luck with whatever you do.
Thank you very much.